Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. I also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. And as I always say, friend, if you don't hear anything else I say, please hear that. Believe it, because it is 100% true. As long as you're alive and as long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity today to begin to change the direction of your life. Easier said than done? Many times, yes. But you have that opportunity today. Do not give up. As long as there is breath, there is hope. Thank you, Hudson, for another great introduction to today's podcast. Hey, if you would just pause with me for a moment as I thank God for today's opportunity. Father, thank you for this opportunity that I have to share information with whoever is listening. I don't know who's listening, don't know where they're from, don't know who they are, don't know even when in the frame of time that they're even listening to this podcast. But God, one thing I ask that you do is help them to understand that they are not here by accident. There is a reason for them listening to this podcast right here, right now. Father, use me to get across whatever message it is that they need to hear today to be able to move forward in and for their lives. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you promised to do. In the power and the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So I am going to go straight to the recording that I did when I actually shot the video. So by the way, and the link is in the information below this podcast, you can go find this actual video on my YouTube channel. So I'm going to go straight to that audio from the video. Hey everyone, Mike Spillman here with another short video that I want to share with you. Continuing from our last video podcast that I did, talking about intentional progress. And I know it touched base with some of you, kind of connected with some of you based on some of the comments that I received. And so we're going to kind of continue on just briefly about that thought. Love to get any comments that you have, any feedback that you have. You can leave some of the comments below on YouTube. You can respond to me. You see the email up above me there, but also whether on YouTube or if you're listening to this podcast, you have that information in the comments below or in the details about the podcast program. Love to get any feedback that you have, any questions that you have, and maybe we can address some of those questions on another podcast sometime. So the idea again is, you know, the first quarter of this year has already gone. We're already now going into the second week of April. So it's gone. And so many times things pass by so quickly that we kind of shake our heads and wonder what happened. Kind of the way it is many times when we are setting goals for ourselves or we have intentions, things that we plan to do with our life. And then a period of time passes and we wonder what happened. I've not even begun with that process. And we don't realize many times it is because we are not intentional in the actions that we take, or because we don't take the action, right? The actions that we take are the actions that we don't take. Now, it's not by accident. It's because our intention is not strong enough. You hear some people refer to it as your why. Why is it that you want to achieve whatever it is that you've set out to achieve? And we could get into all of that. I could go over my 5 steps to success with the DIRT method. We could go over all of those things, but that's not what the focus of this podcast is. So we're going to spend just a couple of minutes here just really getting specific of how we can do things in our daily lives to incorporate intentional progress in our lives. So here's the deal. I want you to think about what your schedule like during the day and be open and honest with yourself. And if you're not exactly sure what to write down this week, do that. Don't change up what you're doing. Or even just 2-3 days, don't change up what you're doing because like, oh, I need to make this better. Write down exactly what you do every hour of your day. What time do you get up? What do you do between whatever that time is and say noon? List all of the things that you do on a typical day during that time period. And then just however you want to break it down. And if you're honest with yourself, more than likely for a lot of people, you're going to find that there was a lot of wasted time and wasted opportunity with no intent at all. And you will not make any kind of progress. It's not going to just happen accidentally, right? Listen, if you're a parent, especially if you're a parent of young children, or right, if you've already raised your children, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of parents that are not intentional in raising their kids. They just set them down in front of a TV, or they give them some kind of a tablet or something to entertain them. Not even worried and concerned or even knowing what all is being fed into their mind. Or as they get even a little bit older, hey, let's just get them an iPhone. Let's just get them, you know, whatever, and let them on social media without any kind of guidance or anything. And there's no intention. And now some of those kids, by the grace of God, turn out okay. But a lot of them have a lot of struggles and deal with a lot of things that are unnecessary because there was no intentional parenting going on. It's the same thing in any relationship with your marriage or whatever it is. You have to be intentional if you want to achieve whatever it is that you have set out for yourself. So let's just break this down. Now, once you've kind of looked and seen what your schedule typically is like, and again, if you're honest with yourself, you're probably going to be a little bit embarrassed about how much time you spend doing nothing. Hey, if that's what you choose to do, that's fine. But if you're wanting to make progress, first of all, determine too, what is the progress? What is it you want to achieve? If it's weight loss, what is it? What's the goal that you want to achieve? Whatever it is. If it's, I want to read a certain number of books by this date or whatever. Whatever it is, how are you going to get there? What are you going to do? All right, here's where you are. Here's where you want to be. What are you going to do to get there? And I do it backwards as I'm looking because it's separate. So what are you going to do to go from here to here? What's that path that you're going to take, right? What's that path? You have to be intentional. So here's what I suggest to you. Once you decide what it is that you want to do, and if you finally admit that, yeah, I've got to make some changes because what I'm doing right now, there's nothing intentional at all. Lots of times we think that we need to make a list of goals that we want to accomplish in a day. And sometimes those lists turn into 10 or 12 different things. Don't do that. I was reading a book that I've been reading for a little while, and I've talked about it several times. 10X is easier than 2X. Dr. Benjamin Hardy, and I can't remember the other guy's name. But anyway, I'll try to leave that information in the comments below as well. One of the things that they talk about is because too many people try to overcomplicate things and try to have too many things on their to-do list for the day, is just come up with three things that you want to accomplish today to help move you forward intentionally and have that progress in your life. Just three things. And once you get those three things done, check them off your list, you're done. Now, they may take a little bit longer on some days than other days. But it's not a, I'm going to do this from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and do this from 11 a.m. to 12. No, just don't put a time frame on it. But just these are the three things that I'm going to accomplish today. And look at those and be honest with yourself about, now, will they move me toward progressing to where I want to go? Listen, you need to get rid of those things that aren't helping you move forward. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, taking care of my kids or doing this or that. Spending time with my kid is not going to help me move forward. That's not what I'm talking about. Sitting in front of the TV and watching soap operas or just watching TV mindlessly, that's not going to accomplish anything in your life. Spending countless hours on social media, it's not going to really accomplish anything in your life. Unless you're really focused in on, you know, the time that you spend on your computer or your phone, really focused in on, watching people, listening to people, following people that actually are helping you move forward in that way. Don't fool yourself. Don't lie to yourself. So you're going to have to just get rid of those things. All right. I don't have time to do these three things. Yes, you do. What's your priority? Three things in your life each day that you want to accomplish, and intentionally approach and attack those things. Don't give up on the day until you're done. And at the same time, when you're done, if you're done, say by noon, you're done. That's great. Then enjoy the rest of your day. But you must start looking with new eyes at everything that you're doing throughout the course of your day. what is actually serving you in this way and what things are not. Do more of the things that are serving you and moving you forward with your intentional progress. Start getting rid of the things that are not. I know that sounds so oversimplified, easier said than done. Absolutely. I know that. But I'm just giving you the simple surface aspects and approach to this. Again, I'd love to hear from you, either leaving your comments below or, again, contacting me at that email address you see ahead, mike@futureyouuniversity.com. Really would love to hear from you. If you're seeing this on Facebook, put some comments before. Private message me if you'd like to. Okay. Intentional. Now, starting next week on my podcast, I'm going to be doing interviews. I've got several interviews already lined up that we're going to be doing those on Monday, having those out on Mondays. And if I continue on with the group of people that I have lined up to interview them for the podcast, probably got enough to do about the next 3 months on that. So I hope that you'll be looking forward to that as well. Hey, listen, thank you for joining me today for these few minutes. As always, I want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in someone's day. And also, please never, ever forget to make it an awesome day, because, hey, who else is going to do it for you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. See you later. Take care.